Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 238. Hey everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast, and this is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and this is the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 238. And we just actually finished talking with our guests. We have guests in this episode, and yeah, we'll be talking about them more. We had some fun. We talked for a long time. This just a warning, guys. This is a pretty long show, and I hope you guys enjoy it. We enjoyed doing it, so I hope you guys like it. And before I go on, Ray, a while ago, I got a call from Shannon from B Talk. All of a sudden, I was surprised because it's a Tuesday, and then
he remembered us. Yeah, us lowly podcasters.
Uh huh. And he called me, and then I heard them. They were recording a show, so I was wondering if I think I was recorded in their show. I don't know, but they were doing. I know that they do their shows now on Tuesday nights around 6:30, and they do it via video. And yeah, I sometimes catch them online, so on Tuesday nights. But anyway, it was nice to hear from you, Shannon. Shout out! I'll call you later, probably. Anyway, okay.
I'll call you.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay. So where do we go now? We're gonna talk about some listener comments for now.
Okay.
Okay. We have one from. Oh wait, this is really your comment. This is actually your comment. Want to do this later? Probably we'll do this.
Are you talking about the one on the comment on porn sites?
Oh, yeah, the porn sites. Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. Talk about the porn sites.
We had one person respond on what they wanted to see in a porn site on the from the last episode, and Jacob O. from El Paso, Texas, sent us this. First of all, if you guys have an awesome show.
Thank you.
To listen to you guys, especially while cramming for a test. Oh, God, we're destroying America's youth. It's cool to laugh in between partial derivatives. The question that you ask about the perfect porn site, I think it has to be chubspot.com, and that's chubspot.com. Even though it's free, you don't get pop-ups, but there are banner ads. Chubbs reign supreme there, which is a great thing in my opinion. But you can find pretty much anything you like. Check it out and tell Nard too, so his eyes can feast upon the bellies there. Jacob. Jacob, yeah. Thanks for sending that in to us. I appreciate it.
Okay, I have to tell you something, Ray.
Yes.
I loved it. Jacob, thank you so much for that recommendation.
Told you, it's all about the bellies with Martin.
Oh, my God. Chubspot.com. And I checked it out. Okay, people watch XTube, okay?
Yeah.
And it's all a mix. They even have straight porn there mixed in with the gay ones.
Ah.
But with Chubspot, well, for people who really like bears and of the chub variety, and there's a lot there. I mean, the whole site is about the chubs, so chubs and bears. It's pretty awesome, and I'm hooked. Actually, I'm hooked. I need to sign up. I've only just been going in and watching some stuff, and oh my God, I can't believe these guys are you know, everything's a bear type or a chub type. So yeah, check it out, chubspot.com. I really highly recommend it. And okay.
They have a couple chasers on there too.
And chasers too. There's a lot of chasers there too. And chasers with their lovers, yeah. So, or their sex partners, whatever you call it. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So, what else? Actually, yesterday was Cyber Monday. We were supposed to record yesterday, but you Ray were out and about. We'll talk about that. You're the premiere. You went. But yep. Yesterday was Cyber Monday. I got to do some shopping, and it was fun. It was okay. It was you know, just online. I had to shop for a new hard disk. I'm running out of hard disk space for my computer. Did you do any shopping this weekend, Ray?
Yeah, I did a little bit of shopping on Black Friday. So not much. I mean, we went later in the day, so it wasn't bad at all. So
were in South Carolina then?
Yes, I was in South Carolina. So. Mm-hmm. At home visiting the family for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Oh, Thanksgiving, that's right. I need to mention this. I really need to mention this. Last Saturday, you were invited, but you were out of town. We were at Gary's. Shout out, Gary and Andrew. Thank you for inviting us. Hey. Gary and Andrew, they celebrated Thanksgiving, and they invited us, and we had an awesome feast at this place.
They had an awesome feast, mm-hmm. and then they got their asses kicked.
Yes. After eating and everything, we're all full and everything, we all went to the field to play football. It's the gays versus the lesbians. And the gays lost by about three or four touchdowns, I think. Well, they kind of changed the rules.
It was about as bad as that Carolina Clemson lost. Mm-hmm. I mean, that Carolina lost to Clemson this weekend. So.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah, it was a big loss.
I didn't follow it.
It was tragic.
Anyway, so we played against the... but they had a guy with them, and they changed the rules, lesbians versus gay. They said that if you like pussy, then you're in our team. So, yeah. So one of the straight guys was there. So he was the one doing all the scores. So we're kind of pissed about that. But they're all hardcore, and they were serious, and I didn't know what I was doing in the field. It was the first time to play football.
You were probably running around screaming like a little Filipino girl.
Yeah. Ah, I was doing that. But I did catch the ball once to do a first down, but that's about it. It's touch football, so it's okay. Did you ever play football when you were in high school or something?
No.
No, you never did?
No. I was too scared to play football.
You're in the band.
No, I wasn't in the band. I was in the drama group.
Oh, the drama group.
Okay. I thought about being a drama queen.
All right. Okay, I get it.
I was too scared to be on the football team because I knew I'd have to take showers with all those guys, and I don't think I could have handled it at that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good, good that you were in the drama. Anyway, one more thing. Yesterday was World AIDS Day.
Yes.
World AIDS Day. Yeah, let me read something on the website. World AIDS Day 2008. You can make a difference. More people than ever before are living with HIV in the UK, and new infections continue. HIV is a serious long-term condition, and people living with HIV often face discrimination. That is true not only in the UK, but everywhere, even here in the US. So whatever your HIV status, there is a role you can play in ending HIV prejudice and stopping the spread of HIV. So make donations, go to worldaids.org. Yeah, we have to do a PSA for that. It's very important because I myself have friends who have HIV and went through AIDS, have AIDS also. So, yeah, you have to think about them whenever it's World AIDS Day. Anyway, okay, let's talk about, let me see. Oh, P.O. Box. Guys, it's holidays. It's the holidays, so we're welcoming some holiday cards from you guys. Yeah, so if you guys, I want to send.
And we like X-rated holiday cards too.
X-rated holiday cards, pictures with it. That'd be awesome. Send it to P.O. Box 2511, Humble, 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 Texas 77347. Yeah, just Bear Podcast, P.O. Box 2511, and zip code 77347. It'd be awesome, and yeah, it'd be great. I received some last year. Some last year. It's awesome. And thank you to all those who sent it in. And what else am I going to talk about?
Raffle.
Go ahead. What do you have?
We have a painting by Tyler Studios, by Tyler from Tyler Studios, that we're going to raffle off for Christmas. We got a couple of Bob Mould CDs and Ron Morris that we're going to give away. So do you want to do the belly thing? Take a picture of your belly and send it in, and the best belly wins.
Yeah, we can do that. Okay. Send your emails, your entries to raffle@bearpodcast.com. Yeah, and put in. Okay, so let's divide this. If you want the painting, yeah, put in painting on the subject line. But if you want. That's a raffle. We're going to do a raffle in that one.
Yeah, we're going to do a raffle on that
one. Yeah, so we pick the name sometime before December. We give them 2 weeks or something. What do you think?
Yeah, well, probably about December the 15th episode or something. So we can
Yeah, 2 weeks from now, December 15th, we'll draw the winner. And we need to post a picture of that. So
yeah, I'll get you a picture here. I'll go get the camera in a little bit.
We'll post it in the show notes. And if you guys are into Bob Mould, we have extra CDs. And about episode 206, I think, we had Bob Mould. He's a great, he's a hero of mine. He's an awesome guitar player. He's an awesome artist. He used to play music for Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And he was a guest in episode 206. Was it 206? I can't remember. But yeah, so he gave me lots of CDs to give away, and I'm just about to give it now. So first come, first serve. If you email raffle@bearpodcast.com with the subject line Bob Mould CD, just send it in. I'll give you Ron Morris CDs also. So just first come, first serve in that one. So just let me know, okay? Email me. Email us at raffle@bearpodcast.com. So yeah, painting by Tyler or Bob Mould CDs. Take your pick. Put the details on the show notes, okay? All right, let's get into business. Best of the Bear Awards. We won last year.
Yes. Is it that time again?
Yes, it's that time again. TheCompleteBear.com. If you guys go to TheCompleteBear.com, there's a... the nominees. We were nominated there for Best Bear Podcast. So I'm trying to look for the link to it. But I just go to thecompletebear.com and I can't seem to see the...
Let me find it and put it in the show notes.
Yeah, if I find it and put it in the show notes. What you do is actually they do email votes. So... You have to email them at info@thecompletebear.com and then you put in. You can also put your best website, best artist, and best blog, best artist, best author. There are lots of categories there, and we're under the best Bear Podcast. So yeah, please vote for Bear Podcast. Okay, and we'll put the links on the show notes and. All the details will be there. Okay. All right. Let's get into a movie review. What do you have?
Well, last night I got to go see a special screening of The Curious Case of Benjamin Buttons, which is the new Brad Pitt movie that will be coming out, I think, Christmas Day. But it's basically about Benjamin Buttons, who's a guy that was born old and he ages young. Mm-hmm. So he's born... And it's not like he's 80 or something years old as a baby. He starts growing up and about 6 or 7 years old, he's like an 80-year-old man. And then he starts getting younger until he turns into a baby. And then he dies. But it's all about, it was based on a story by F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Wait, did you just spoil it? Wait, he grew up. Wait, he grew up going younger.
Yeah, he started off old, like an old man, and then grew younger. They tell you that in the preview. So
yeah, that's all in the preview.
But it's got a good cast: Brad Pitt, Kate Blanchett, who just did an incredible job. She should get an Oscar nomination for it, I think. Tilda Swinton in it. Judah Armand's in it. But Benjamin Button is a grand tale of a not-so-ordinary man and the people and places he discovers along the way. The loves he finds, the joys of life and sadness of death, and what lasts beyond time. So, and the quote from the movie that I like was, "Life isn't measured in minutes, but in moments." Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing about this movie, it's 3 hours long.
It is? Oh, my God.
It's almost 3 hours long. So... It didn't bother me that it was 3 hours long because it kept my attention. It's filmed mostly in New Orleans.
Oh.
And it actually kind of is filmed, so it kind of happens around the Katrina time. So that's part of the movie. So it's very interesting. And one of the Houston notes that one of the stars, Chandler Canterbury from Houston, Texas, plays Benjamin Button, age 8, and he was at the movie preview last night. So it was kind of cool.
Oh, really? Okay. I mean, yeah. That would be interesting because, I would go to New Orleans most of the time, and... I might be familiar with lots of places there.
Yep. Once you sit there and start watching movies, like, oh my God, I ate dinner there. I've been there. You know, you start seeing famous places and stuff. So, and I think, you know, since Brad Pitt's been on rebuilding New Orleans and getting money in there, I think that's why they filmed it there and tied it into kind of the whole the backdrop setting of New Orleans. So, And I got to go find the F. Scott Fitzgerald short story that it's based upon and see how much they changed it and everything. So, But I thought it was a great movie. I think, you know, Brad Pitt did a great job with it. So,
okay. Well, you have a video. I haven't watched this video you got.
Well, we can talk about that later. It's just something somebody sent me. I thought it was cute. It's
okay.
A lot of bodybuilder.
Maybe next week.
Bodybuilder. Yeah, we'll put that out for next week.
Oh, speaking of next week, before we go on with the with our guests, next week we're going to do a Chaser show.
Yay!
Chaser show. Probably post. I'll just visit the website bearpodcast.com, and I'll put some details there on how to get to the video. I think we're gonna use Ustream this time. We'll see if we can do a live streaming video, because the one we were supposed to use was live.yahoo.com. They're closing on tomorrow, December 3rd. It's pretty sad. They're gonna close just when we're about to use it. We're just starting to use it. The reason
why that's because Yahoo's laying everybody off.
Yeah. Well, the reason why that's right. The reason why I wanted to use Yahoo, because Yahoo has been everybody's got a Yahoo account. Who doesn't? Right?
Right.
Everyone has a Yahoo account. So I'd like to do so that's why we started using Yahoo. And then now they're closing it down tomorrow. So we got to make it work for a while. And it was okay. Anyway, so that's it. So next week, probably around, we're going to do it Monday? Want to do it Monday or Sunday?
It doesn't matter. We can look in.
Oh, probably Monday, because
Monday, because we got the holiday party Sunday.
Yeah, probably do it Monday around 9:30 Central, because we have to watch Heroes.
Yes.
We have to watch Heroes. And probably 9:30 on the on Monday Central, okay? We don't know yet if we're going to do a live video of that one. If not, we'll just probably film it and put it on the feed. You can do that. Okay, so that's it. If you have comments, if we'd like to hear from you guys, call 206-222-2327. And that's 206-222-BEAR. We weren't able to talk about it. We weren't able to say the number earlier. Call us. It would be nice to hear from you guys. And it's the holidays. Say something like sing a jingle. We'll play in the show.
Jingle bears, jingle bears.
Yeah.
Furring all the way.
Furring all the way. Furry all the way. Okay, so here we go now with our interview with the Gomos, the Geeky Homo hosts of Oh My Pod podcast, Peter and Pinoy Boy. And we spent about an hour. More than an hour talking to them. It's nice chatting with these guys. I've known them for a long time now, and it's always good to have them in the show. And I hope you enjoy it. Hey everyone, this is Nard.
And this is the Sick Ray.
Sick Ray. Poor Ray. Okay,
I got a computer virus.
Oh, really? Maybe we can ask the Gomos here. Okay, guys, we have guests in the show, and they are the Gomos, Geeky Homo hosts of the Oh My Pod podcast, Peter and Pinoy Boy. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello. Hey.
Hi.
So robotic over there. So how are you guys doing? We've been doing some pre-show things we already talked about. We're having problems with that video that we're working on. And it's, what's wrong on your side, Peter? It's just
firewall is set up to go to my wireless connection, and I don't feel like turning it over to the wireless connection.
Lame.
And besides, you were cutting out so bad, and I think Ray was right when he said, let's just grab the video and just start talking.
Ray, whenever Peter and PB here, Yeah, PB for short. PB, when they record, they always do the iChat thing so they could see each other as if they're together. They're in one room, but it's pretty cool. That's why we try to do that whenever we record.
It's all about that podcast bandwidth.
Oh yeah.
Well, we're doing the video right now because we can't talk to each other unless we can feed off each
other. Oh really? Okay. I wish I could join. Maybe later. Anyway, so yeah, welcome guys again. This is your second time you've been here, and what's going on?
Hello.
Hello. Are you still there?
Wow, I'm here. OPB just was totally gone.
Oh no.
Yeah, but Skype completely just went out just for a second.
He was making a crazy, oh god, I can't hear anything in my headphones face.
I've gone deaf.
Okay, I'm thinking you guys are making faces there because you guys can only see each other. Anyway, so let's talk about our guest right now. It's so Peter, you are in Pennsylvania. And you're in
it's cold.
It's cold.
It's not as cold as it is where PB is, trust me.
Oh, really?
It's always colder.
Only by a couple degrees.
And you're in Michigan. You're in, and PB's in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And in the right time zone, the eastern time zone.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong? I kept... okay, we'll talk tomorrow, 8:30 Central Time.
What's Central wrong Time.
With that? Well, we have...
I'm sorry. Eastern time zone. That's where it's at. That's where the universe set.
Hey man, Central time zone. What's going on? Because we're in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. TV shows start too early. It's just a pain in the ass.
We are in the center of everything. You know that. That's why.
Well, it could be worse. You could have to be with in the Pakistani time zone, which I have to deal with all the time.
Oh. Yeah, we all do. Yeah, we deal with Indian time zones at work.
So. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
So. Oh, okay. Me, I just deal with Philippine time. I still call my sister, my ate. That's what I do. And do you have of course, PB Pinoy boy. Do you have still a lot of folks in the?
But he's not from the Philippines or anything.
I know. But you must have some relatives there still.
Yeah, but they don't hound me on Skype.
You know? Well, that's my problem. I still have a few cousins who will be hounding me on Skype. Right, that's right. I must go invisible. They might say, "Hello, Nard, how are you?"
They might, "Saan yung pera ko?
Saan yung pera ko?" Padala pera, send money. No. They didn't do. They don't bug me that way. Not tonight, no. But anyway, so yeah, today we're recording on a Tuesday, and it looks like every Tuesday people are recording. You guys record your shows how often during the week?
Whenever the fuck we feel like it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Like, but there was a trend, like it's either a Sunday. No. I do remember you guys have a trend that you do record on Fridays.
No, we say nobody records on Fridays.
Yeah. and then you always say, yeah, that's what you always say, that we don't record on Fridays. We don't record on Fridays, and then you end up recording on Fridays.
Yeah, most often Sunday nights. Mm-hmm. Most often Sunday nights because we're both home, and I TiVo everything that's on TV that night. So, and sometimes Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays. But yeah, it's just really when we feel like it. The three shows a week was fun to get your numbers up, but it gets to be there's not enough news and not enough things to talk about.
Yeah, that's right.
And listeners just don't catch up.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to
catch. It's hard enough for me to keep up with a few podcasts I listen to, and they only produce once a week. Much less keep up with this podcast. So.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, Ray doesn't listen anymore because he makes it. We talk in it anyway, so.
We talk about that all the time. PB used to be a very avid listener who knew everything that I ever talked about on the show when it was just me. And now, when do you listen?
Never. Only when the show is good.
Oh, like, really?
Well, I get people emailing me all the time saying, "Oh, I can't believe you said that on the show." And I was like, "I said that?"
Yeah. Like,
what episode are you talking about?
PB says to me that. Do you remember we talked about that last week? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes, I don't know if, show notes sometimes help, but I really, it's really just some high level thing that I write.
Manny just likes to wing it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I like winging it. And, OMP also does it. You guys wing it all the time, too, right?
But I actually do lots of preparation. Our whole show is scripted. Didn't you know that?
Oh, that's right. That's right. The whole Yeah, that's right. And
do you have those Punch-Up comic writers to come in for you guys?
Yeah,
that's what he does. He's the writer. Okay. I'm the boring host.
Okay. Actually, I write the script for Peter, and all I do is just interject non sequitur jackass and ass and laugh. So whenever he sees on the script laugh or expletive, that's when I say ass or jackass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. No, we do some we used to just wing it, and it worked great. But then after a while, we realized that we needed to start having some halfway decent segues. So we talk about the topics. And PB then says, no talk about that here, no talk about that there, because it flows better. And yeah.
Yeah.
I find it very difficult to actually script the show.
Mm-hmm. PB shoots it down.
The show we go off on something else.
I know PB shoots down stuff. Yeah. That's what I notice whenever I listen to you guys. I mean, what I mean is, you know, oh, no, let's not talk about that. No, not that. I don't like that. You know,
I'm just a very, very keen editor.
Yeah, you do it on the fly. You do it on the fly.
You do it on the record. I mean, 10 things to talk about, and then shoot down 8 of them while we're talking about them. And then it's like, oh, great.
Yeah, you should see our chats.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
use it at the end of our podcast, man. It's like, oh, cool. I don't have to do any editing. I just release it.
Oh, yeah.
You never edit.
Oh, I don't.
You never edit. Ever.
Never.
Don't ever edit. The only thing we do to edit is that we've recently, because I've been having problems with Skype, PB records his side of the conversation, and I just match them up, and that's that. As Nard will attest to, a few times it's not worked so well, like when I was on vacation and mm-hmm. I left both tracks running at the same time.
It's the karaoke version, yeah. But I like it.
I refuse to edit. I don't do any editing.
Yeah, we try to do editing. Sometimes Ray and I, when we talk, and then, okay, Nard, you need to edit this out. No. I don't want to edit, so just say it after the show. Okay, so that's what we do.
The only thing that would cause an edit would be if PB's name was said. Then everything has to shut down.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I'm bad about saying people's full names on here. Like, oh crap, I should have said that. So, and then you said, I'll go back and edit it.
No,
so
that's when I go in too.
Mm-hmm. See, and you know what I'll tell you, Ray? If I don't mean this to sound snarky, but if you were the one doing the editing, you would get over that real quick. Because once I had to do the editing, I was like, fuck this, I'm not messing up anything.
Just don't screw up. Yeah, it takes a lot of practice. And Ray, how long have you been on, Ray? It's been 2 years now, right?
5, 6 years, something like that.
That's right.
Seems like an eternity.
Wow. 5 years, even before RSS feeds. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Ray's been on for some time, for a long time.
I've been podcasting since it was called radio. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. That's right. How long have you guys been on?
The show is in its third year, and PB has been on for about 200 episodes, right? Mm-hmm. So 2 years or so. Yeah, we're at like 350, and PB's been on since like, what, 100 and...
Officially 100. I mean, I was there in the 80s.
In the 80s? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. PB was, because we picked, we did 3 shows a week for a year. So that adds up fast.
Yeah.
But see, the best part about doing shows with PB is like, almost like, was it Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving? Or no, it was Thanksgiving. You were like, hey, let's do a show. So, because we were both there.
Yeah, I was waiting for Maynard to call me and say, hey, let's do a show. And I'm like, Maynard, I'm in the boondocks. We have no internet connection here. What are you talking about? You'll have to call me on the phone, and then it might break up if I don't stand in the right place in the trailer.
We have ways now. Yeah, I just call you in on your cell phone, so that's easier. Yeah, it's easier that way. I like it that way sometimes.
The rule, if our setup isn't exactly what we expect it to be, we don't bother. Like when I used to travel, if it wasn't a perfect connection, it's just not worth it. Although I guess with a double ender, it's not so bad anymore.
Yeah, Ray, we should do that too, double ender thing. Recording your side, I record my side, and you upload the audio and put them all together. But that's podcasting, inside podcasting already.
Yeah, this is way too inside podcasting.
Anyway, okay.
Meta.
So the listeners out there, let's get to know more of PB first. PB, you're in, where are you right now? You're in Michigan.
Yes, I'm just outside of Detroit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah, Detroit's like 2 blocks that way.
So are you like, do you like see Eminem all the time?
No.
I thought he was gonna ask, do you see any new cool cars before the rest of the Eminem.
But let me tell you, I did grow up one block off of 8 Mile.
Ah.
Actually, two houses off of 8 Mile. My house is right off of 8 Mile.
But isn't 8 Mile like a humongously long road?
Yes, it divides the entire state. So I'm in the more Tony area of 8 Mile.
I see. I've seen that. The only thing I know about 8 Mile is just the movie. Sorry. So, have you seen that? Did you get to see that, PB? And you can
no.
tell. No. But was it also filmed there?
Yes, it was.
So
yes, it was.
You could tell, I've been there. Oh, yeah, you didn't see it, that's right.
I didn't see it. Snuff did, but I did not. I refused to.
Well, see, I've been living with the Eminem wannabe for the last 7 years, so, you know.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, that's right.
That's a lot of information in one sentence.
Mm-hmm. We're just not that big on Eminem here, so, yeah.
I'm imagining you right now, being one of those posses.
Me with my public radio tote bag, just driven along to Eminem.
Yeah. But you're not into that. Do you like rap or do you like hip hop or?
I like public radio.
Oh, talk radio.
Talk radio.
No, not talk radio. Public radio.
Private radio. Okay.
Oh, okay.
There's a big difference between talk radio and.
So no Jim Rome in the morning.
No.
I think he might be a sports guy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, because Rome is burning. I've seen that when I'm in the hotel bar on my business trips.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't born with the sport gene, so yeah.
But you're tall. You could be a basketball player.
Yeah, in the Philippines, sure, because everybody's what, 5'2"?
Ooh, that's tall. No.
I know, but I'm towering over them.
Oh, when Mike and I went to Manila, and then I was there. I'm 5'3", okay? So I was there, and then, Peter, you're the tallest here. Dude, Mike was just laughing because he feels like I was the tallest there because most of my family is just shorter than I am. So,
well, seriously, when I was there, I was the fattest, tallest, whitest person. Every family photo.
That's right. And you have to bury all those now.
Or are
they online? They're in Facebook. No, they're not.
Yeah, they're on Facebook. Uh huh. Yes. Search for me. Look for Pinoy Boy.
Look for Pinoy Boy.
You still even find a picture of Pinoy Boy. Might be on the Oh My Pod. Like, that's about it. And there's maybe, what, five?
Yeah, and there's a bazillion Pinoy Boys out there. Good luck finding me.
Yeah. Oh, there are also Pinoy Boys in XTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's me.
Let me write that down, that slang search, that letter, Pinoy Boy on XTube.
Yeah, make sure you add an arrows to that search as well.
They're all me.
That's right. Oh, that's a good segue about Ray. I was talking about that. Oh, no, wait. Yeah, it's a listener comment, but we can talk about that later. But
why? No, let's just not. Like, can we break that now? Because we are not associating Pinoy Boy with prostate. We need to just break that association right
okay,
now.
Okay, fine. Okay.
We've done that enough on our show.
Erase. Okay.
Looks like you have to edit a podcast.
I'm gonna edit it now. I'm gonna put dildo instead of aneros. So. Anyway, now let's go to if you see me right now. Anyway, let's go to Peter. Peter, so where are you? You're in Pennsylvania right now.
I'm Philadelphia. I'm close to. I'm from where Will Smith grew up.
Oh, okay. Oh. There's another artist, another singer.
Well, you know, I was thinking while PB was talking about Eminem that like who's from Philadelphia, and I came up with Bon Jovi. And Will Smith. So I went with Will Smith. I thought he might be a better choice.
I would think so. I like Will Smith. I like Will Smith as an actor sometimes. Well, most of the time. I like the sci-fi things he did. Like, what is it? I Am Legend, I Robot, stuff like that. Oh, the late one, the Hancock one, was pretty bad.
I haven't seen that yet. So.
No, why? Well, you haven't seen it? You know what they did? They did a trailer that is a spoiler, a trailer that is a big spoiler. of that. Yeah, because there's supposed to be a twist. And
moving along, because I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm not. I'm not gonna elaborate on it. But
so terribly. What? So yeah, I'm from outside of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
In the suburbs of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. And right now, actually, well, Mike and I plan to go. You know, Mike and I are gonna drive next year, and hopefully, we could hit those cities. Probably.
Trust me, you would so not hit my city.
Really? Well, we're gonna be driving.
I'll have to drive an hour to hit the city you'll be in. So.
Oh, really? And PB, hopefully, we can go to Michigan also.
You just do not want to come here.
Oh God, Ray, look at this.
Seriously, there ain't nothing here.
Oh man, if the government don't bail the auto manufacturers out, there ain't gonna be nothing up there.
Yeah, there ain't nothing here.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But yeah, when I got a car, what is it? PB are giving me a hard time.
What, your rice rocket?
Yeah, the rice rocket.
Yeah.
Rice rocket.
This is the part where I'd be quiet because I also don't own either cars American. But.
Oh.
But one of my cars is owned by an American company. That counts.
Does that
no,
count?
It doesn't.
Oh, no, it doesn't on. Because now they need the Swedish government to bail them out.
Yeah.
Oops.
Anyway. So yeah, that's next year. Yeah, we plan. I hope to see you guys. Maybe we can hang out. Go to Toronto.
We could meet him in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Okay.
We could drive to Pittsburgh. I mean, oh, PB says not so much. No. Computer says no.
Yeah, computer says no. Computer says no.
Anyway, how about coming to Texas? Well,
PB. Texas?
I'll go when there's a hard freeze where I can wear a nice sweater and a thick coat.
In Texas? Wait until July.
Wait. Wait. Weren't you just bitching about how cold it is and how you were under three blankets?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that was this morning. Is Texas
like California? Is there like an artificial sense of what's cold and what's not cold in Texas?
Yes.
Because I have a friend who lives in LA and he calls me crying because it's 65 degrees in December and it's cold.
Oh.
And I'm like,
Hi, it's -8 here.
Well, it's below 70 degrees here, and the rich chicks at the Galleria start wearing the mink. So, you know.
Yeah, they do. Really, in the Galleria area.
But it's been in the 50s the last couple of days, you know, at night. So, you know, it's been real cold.
Well, I have family in Texas, so I might. You might have a chance of seeing me, but...
We're in Texas. Amarillo?
Austin.
Austin? Oh, yeah, Austin. Ooh, Austin. Ooh, Austin.
Yeah, we have had this conversation.
Yeah.
Right?
If you go to Austin, let me know. I could go to Austin. It's easier. That's about 3 hours away.
No, actually, I told you. Here's my plan if I'm going to Texas. I'm flying to Houston.
Okay.
Houston is way cheaper from Philadelphia than Austin. And I will just drive to Austin. And then on the way back, I'll just crash at your place. That's all.
Oh, yeah. That'd be easier.
Oh, well, that's almost as far as driving to Austin.
Well, I looked. Yeah, it's not. I know. Well, you can go across the top. You don't have to go through. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. But, yeah, Austin. I have family in Austin.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know how to segue to this, but this is something that somebody I know brought it up, but I'm not going to say who. Anyway, some of our listeners have... have weight problems, okay? And
oh, there's the understatement of the year.
Oh, shut up!
What?
Ray, look at this guy. I don't think
they're problems. I mean, they're kind of planned, aren't they?
No. Some are planned.
You're not happy with.
Okay, some are planned, but some have.
Sweet Jesus, I feel dizzy.
Some are just, you know, they need to be healthy and they have to do something about it, right? And it's something that that even though they're big guys, some would be chubs, yeah, but they need to take care of themselves. So lap bands and gastric bypasses have been done lately. Actually, I know a couple of people who've done both.
But
not one person doing both, but people who
wait, are they losing? But okay, yeah. You have to forgive me because I'm ignorant to all these labels and all these like terminologies. But wouldn't getting a lap band kind of stop making you a chub if that's what you wanted to be?
No, well, there are people who who just really became big, and it becomes out of control sometimes, and they need to do something about it. Even if maybe they want it that way, but the doctors would say you can't, or else you'll. Yeah. We know some people, right? Right? I mean, in Houston, we have we know a few. I know.
Are you trying to say I'm fat, Maynard? Is that what you're trying to say?
No,
you fat band surgery.
Oh, I am fat. I'm okay with that.
Oh yeah, but anyway, so yeah, what do you think, guys? What do you think, PB?
Well, this is my family's favorite topic because a huge part of my family is in the medical industry. Either they're an OR nurse or an anesthesiologist or a perfusionist or whatever, what have you. And that is like the number one thing that they complain about. It's like the topic of conversation. Because at Thanksgiving, I tweeted about this, that my mom and her best friend, who they're both OR nurses, and they constantly talk about how many people get lap band. They say 9 out of 10 of the procedures they sit in on are lap band surgeries.
Shut up, 9 out of 10.
I'm not shitting you.
But that's a lot.
And they laugh. They constantly laugh at the patients that come in and the fact that they always have to call patient transport. And my mom has this joke. This is what it sounds like in the operating room. Patient transport assistants in OR1, patient transport assistants in OR2, patient transport assistant in OR3, patient transport assistant in OR4.
Because, oh my God, I could imagine it right now. It's a quick procedure, right? It's a, what do you call that?
I guess there are some
quick, complications. It's not quick, but it's minimally invasive these days. It's through arthroscopy.
They go in and do like, I think, 4 holes in your stomach and two and go in there and do it stuff. So we got a friend that just had it done and he had to do it for medical reasons. So
yeah, everybody, some people
had like
Twitter also.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like having your gallstones taken out. It's about the same procedure anymore, except they go in and put the.
Well, I mean, gastric bypass is significantly more invasive and more dangerous, I believe.
Yeah, yes. And I know someone who did the gastric bypass, and it's not reversible, right? And
it's not. But you can grow your stomach again. I have one of my closest friends had gastric bypass surgery. And I think what was interesting about him having the gastric bypass surgery was when he sat down and told us how much he weighed before he went in, I had no idea that he was that heavy. Like, I guess just, you know, seeing somebody every day, I mean, he was well over 400 pounds, and I would never have guessed that in a million years. So, and it works, though. He lost 220-some pounds. Over 3 or 4 years. It wasn't, you know. But, yeah, but your stomach does grow back. You can expand your stomach again with gastric bypass.
Yeah. Wow.
And here's my deal on gastric bypass. Most of the people that I've seen had it done, all the ones I know, the majors that had it done were women. And for maybe 4 or 5 years, they lost all the weight. But they never changed their eating habits. So within 6 to 8 years, they had put all the weight back on.
How could you not change your eating habits? I mean,
they don't. Because it's the quick fix. You don't eat enough. And perfect example, I'll use my mother because she'll never listen to the show because I never told her what the web address is. Okay. She went and had gastric bypass surgery done, all this stuff. You know, to get healthy because she's diabetic, blah, 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 all this mess. What does she go home and eat all the time she get out of the hospital? Cheese puffs. Honey buns.
Oh, my God. No, and see, when my friend had it, he couldn't eat anything. I mean, I remember he went away to school, and I guess he had the surgery done right before he left for school, so we didn't see him for a semester. When he came back, he had already lost, like, 100 pounds. And I remember the first time he was back and he was, you know, feeling, you know, well enough to try to eat something, he had like one bite too many of whatever we had for dinner and ran out into the parking lot and hurled. I mean, so he definitely does money. And he's actually a bit obsessive, I think. He actually works out a lot. Like, that's the one thing, like, I guess he got out of the surgery was doing something so radical meant that he had to make a huge change in his life. And I think even if he didn't have, you know, the surgery, as much as he's worked out now, I think he would be fine. But no, he works out like 6 hours a day.
Six hours?
Yeah, he works out in the morning before he goes. He runs. And then in the afternoon, I think in the like lunchtime, he goes to the gym for like an hour, hour and a half. And then after work, he does, you know, like cardio and, you know, workout. I have no idea what things you would do at a gym, so I'm just guessing here. I know about it.
Hang out in the steam room.
Yeah,
no.
I like that.
Not that kind of gym.
Oh.
No. Well, there are gyms like that. Are there straight gyms? No.
Again, never been.
Apparently on Craigslist, so not any straight gyms in Houston, because everybody's looking at every gym in Houston.
Yeah, everybody's posting something.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Why? Because of the gym. But anyway, how about the excess skin?
If somebody came up to me in a steam room at a Bally's, I think it would be on. I think I would have to knock somebody out.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
I don't think I'm going for that.
What if he gives you a card instead?
What would the card say?
Like, call me.
And just where is he producing this card from? He's in the steam room.
Oh, that's right.
He's just whipping it out of his ass.
Maybe he has a pile of them in his ass.
Oh, wait, sorry. That was my driver's license. Here, let me get my business card.
Who would go in a steam room with
has someone card? Has someone ever handed you a card for sex?
Very modern and very businesslike.
Trick cards in bars. They do that.
What? Who gives it? People give out cards and okay. I haven't been to a bar in a long time either, but people give out cards with what on them?
Yeah.
Well, they have trick cards. Most of the bars have like their business card, the bar's business cards and stuff, and then on the back of it's got name, phone number, email address. So
cock
if you meet
size.
Some,
I mean, what? I mean, yeah, vital information
exactly.
Here?
Oh, no. There's no cock size, but just name, email, phone number, and that's it. Here, call me.
And people still bitch about how people have stalkers? Yeah, that's your own fool fault for doing that shit.
That's what I'm saying, please.
Well, sometimes they just put in the email address. There you go. And the username. There you go.
Okay, but really, I'll be honest. Let me put it out there. I have been with my partner for 13 years, and I'm not a bar kind of guy, but really, you would email somebody who gave you a card for a hookup? How do you know where they live?
Does that happen, Ray?
Like I hook up
is
in bars.
Is that not a loaded question or what?
Like I hook up usually the come on for me in the bar is, hey, you are high. You want a hot? And that's usually about all I get. You know, I've never had anybody come up and say, here's my number, give me a call, blah, blah. Or, you know, here's my number and email. I got three other tricks lined up tonight, but call me. I can work you in sometime next week. You know, nothing like that. No.
What in the? The last time I went to a bar, bad things happened, and I really didn't enjoy it. I went to a bar in Philly, and I was
walking. That's because you were table dancing.
No, I talked into going to the leather bar that's in Philly. And as I was walking up the steps, I was groped, and I didn't appreciate it. So,
don't come to Houston. Go to the Ripcord then.
Oh yeah, well,
because you're getting rubbed up against, molested, peed on, whatever.
You can do a misconnection in that one. Yeah,
that wasn't a misconnection. That was a purposeful misconnection. I walked away.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I just
well, that's really? When you just turn around. That's when you just turn around and look at him and says, "Computer says no."
I turned around and looked at him and said, really? That's the best you have? That's the game that you're kicking in the bar is to grab somebody on the staircase? Yeah. I guess I never was very good at bars.
Well, at least you say something, at least. But I do remember, you know...
What are you supposed to say? Excuse me? May I grab your cock as I walk by? Thank you.
You just walk away.
I think, you know what, you know what would be funny to do? I think I need to print out some credit applications, and when somebody does that, say, oh, here's the credit app. Fill it out, and if you pass, then you can grow up more.
If that happens to me, I just
you get all excited and start giggling and like, can I rub your belly?
No, I don't do that.
Oh, that's a good one. That's Nard's line. Can I rub your belly?
Yeah. I don't say that.
Oh, let's not talk about the Eagle and Phoenix in New Orleans now, Maynard. Come on now.
Wow, what did I do? I did not do anything in Phoenix.
Do we need to get Mike on in on this call?
Yeah, let's call Mike. Hold on. Let's get it in. No, well, let me see. You go up there. I just I just watch. Mike, even Mike would come with me and we just watch and go there, see all the backs, and that's about it. And I'm not involved in any groping, as far as I know.
No. Just belly rubbing.
For as outgoing as I can be, when I go to a bar, I'm quite the wallflower. Don't talk to me. I'm just going to go over here. That's why I don't go. What's the point?
Actually, I stand there, have my drink, and then everybody says that I'm stuck up because I don't just run out and talk to everybody, and I'm just not all up on everybody. And I'm just like, no.
And the truth of it all is such a judgmental in the bars, but we won't go there.
But I've been to bars. I only usually go to the bars if there's something going on, like there's a fundraiser or...
Well, you're at a party every other day, so... Well, yeah. Yeah, I know more bar talk. Moving on.
Okay, that's right. Anyway, where were we? We were talking about lap bands.
I got something. Mac questions. Let's reel it all in.
Oh, okay. Gummo questions?
If you had Mac questions, I should ask the two of you.
Gummo questions. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. What do I have to do to get my porn that I have on my PC to work on my Mac?
Buy a Windows Vista machine.
Well, I have a Windows machine, but I want to move all the porn over to my Mac so I can reuse it.
Don't you have a network?
Yeah, but when I move it over to the Mac, some of it didn't play.
Oh, well, that's a different story. Moving it to the PC from the PC to the Mac is one thing. It's very most likely what... listen to me, I'm going to sound like Dr. Fix-It.
Okay.
First thing you should definitely get is VLC if you don't already have it.
Yeah, it's pretty much like the Swiss Army knife for any kind of format. If the component to play it back isn't in there, then you'll have to cross code.
Write it down. VLC. Okay.
VLC. So
what's VLC? What do you find VLC? Does it have its own
VideoLand.org.
VideoLand.org. You want to make...
Hold on.
I think it's VideoLand.org. You also want to get a hold of a piece of free software called Parian.
Oh, yeah. I got that. I use Parian. Yeah.
That's also a bunch of codecs. And if you don't already have Flip for Mac, that's Flip the number for Mac, that allows you to watch Windows media files in QuickTime. And that's pretty much your thing. Now, the biggest problem you have, especially if you're dealing with amateur porn or, you know, like...
Like because obviously, amateurs only use certain codecs.
Oh yeah,
nice.
What are you saying?
No, because if you're making your own videos on Windows and you're using Windows Movie Maker, a lot of times it's encoded in the Indio IV50 code.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
There is no and Indio just decided when the Mac went to OS X that they weren't going to make a codec anymore, and Windows still uses it as one of their primary WMV formats or actually AVI formats when you output something from Windows Movie Maker. So if you have a lot of clips that people are sending you that aren't, that's a big issue. And then sometimes there's problems playing certain MPEG files. A lot of times when you want to play an MPEG file, you need to rename it to .mpeg and then it'll play in QuickTime. Can you tell I've had problems with this?
MPEG? Gross. Gosh.
Well, I'm guessing from the question that... that Ray is a fairly recent switcher.
I've only been on Mac for about a year now. I'll be...
These are all the problems we all have when we switch over and we have large porn...
How do you watch your Windows file porn into the Mac? Yeah. Some of my problems, too.
But if you just go to Xtube, then everything's taken care of because it's Flash.
Yes, but that's not my... But I have...
Wow! Did you hurt your eyes rolling them there, PB?
Ow!
Holy crap! I don't think you ever rolled your eyes that hard before.
Yeah, PB, do you watch XTube anywhere? I mean, do you watch anything in XTube, PB?
No.
No, you don't.
No, he's a saint.
What he's part a of saint. Public
radio
right.
did you miss?
What was that?
I said, what part of public radio did he miss?
I know.
I'll be honest with you. I've known PB for a long time, and I don't get the porn vibe from him.
Really? Okay.
No, not...
It's always the quiet, innocent ones you gotta watch out for.
Well...
PB is neither quiet nor innocent. He's...
He's wild from the inside.
Ooh. I've got my own arsenal, and I can make my own little fantasy world.
Wow.
And the rest of us just get free porn on the internet, so...
Yeah.
Judgment.
Mm-hmm. But let me see.
Is that the only Mac question you had is how to watch your porn?
How do you this always
Maynard told me to come up with a Mac question. I had a Mac question. That was the Mac
question. Well, yeah, because
I mean, it's the important stuff, folks. The important stuff.
We yeah, you have your priorities. You have to really watch. You have to watch porn also, and well, especially now that it's got Silverlight now available for the machine. Well, that's for Netflix.
That has to do with porn.
No, but I guess there's a lot of possibilities now. If ever there's any somebody who's going to develop anything that would require Silverlight, but that forget it. Sorry. Anyway, anyway, we're going now. We're almost 40 minutes now. So, anyway. Are we gonna? I guess we're going to wrap this up. I guess.
Batman surgeries, right? Are we having them, people? I don't.
Oh,
I'm not.
Oh wait, wait. I have a question about that. I was. Then we went through the Mac questions. But anyway, what going back to the lap band surgeries and people losing weight? What happens now with the excess skin? You have surgery.
Well, that's always a hard thing, I think. Right?
Or you have a really elaborate puppet show.
Oh wow! So I've known. I don't know of anyone who actually had the surgery because
the body lift. You mean, or the surgery?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The surgery is already done, and then you lose a lot of weight, and you have a lot of excess skin.
It's not even so much necessarily losing a lot of weight that's the problem. It's the rapidness at which you lose the weight. Mm-hmm. Your skin is not that elastic. It doesn't bounce back that quickly. But I've seen on TV, I mean, it's a very complex, it's like five surgeries to have your body put back.
I think my mom, it took three surgeries to do hers, I think.
Oh, really? And
I think they wanted to do more, and she said, no, I said, I'm not going through anymore. This is enough. So.
Mm. Yeah, I can I ask what that is?
What is that?
What?
It sounds like somebody's wrapping up some chains or something.
Are you handcuffing yourself?
I'm sitting here scratching Buddy's head in his.
Okay. I was going to say, holy crap.
I'm the only one who doesn't have
attention.
A pet here.
I want attention. I ain't worried about lap band. I just want attention.
No. You guys have pets. I don't have a pet. Mike and I don't have a pet.
Yeah, I don't have a
pet. Matter, you're not home enough to have a pet.
I know.
He's always at the party.
I mean, we might be able to get you a chia pet or something, but, you know, that'd even be questionable if it'll survive.
Or eating adobo.
Or eating adobo. Oh, gosh, that was a fun...
adobo.
That was a fun episode of Nardville we did. Anyway, it was very adobo-esque. I don't know.
Oh, did I tell you that Filipino food is now following me on Twitter?
Ah, me too. I don't know why.
What the hell's that all about?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Ray, somebody's following us on Twitter named Filipino Food. I don't know why. Maybe, he's just, what is he doing?
Maybe
he's
a caner.
Maybe, but he's just translating words. That's what he's doing.
Back up the boat. What is a gainer?
Oh, a gainer. Okay,
Ray. Somebody that likes to gain weight, that intentionally goes out and gains weight.
To what end?
To the extent that they're huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but to what end? Like, what is the purpose of that?
I have no idea. Some guys just like to go out and get big and have big beer bellies and stuff. There's several websites dedicated to it. If you go type in gainers, and I'm sure you can find stuff will pull up in Google everywhere.
Yay. Thank you.
I mean, no judgment. Well, I mean, those are the people that my mom will lift up the dressing, the surgical draping, and just shake her head and say, like, what the hell did you do to yourself?
So these people actually, and I really have no judgment, I'm just really this clueless. So these people decide one day that they just want to be like 200 pounds heavier and just...
Yeah.
Yeah, because there are people who like it.
So documenting it all of getting the weight and stuff with all the pictures and...
And is there some sexual connotation to this? Is there like a sexual component?
Yeah, it's fetishized that they like being big, and there are people who like big guys.
Yeah,
that's basically.
And then you get into the whole feeders and all that kind of stuff.
Encouragers. Yeah.
Well, why can't you just use like a regimen like sumo? Because sumo men gain weight, but it's a very healthy weight, and they bulk up with muscle mass as well as a very thin subcutaneous fat layer.
I'm guessing it's laziness. I gotta be honest. I'm guessing it's laziness.
Or quality of food.
They would rather eat cheeseburgers than rice and tofu.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay. So what's the difference between somebody who just doesn't eat very well and a gainer?
I don't know. Well,
I think a game plan.
I think the gainer has the intention really to get big, but the who doesn't eat well just doesn't want to eat.
Side effect. I wonder if the gainers are jealous of somebody who doesn't really try very hard and still gains weight.
Yeah, like the gainers are just unusually high metabolism kind of people, and they just feel jealous and they constantly feed people.
I guess I would be considered a gainer at one point. Because I was really thin. I wasn't really a small guy. I still am. Fine, okay? But stop. Anyway, I was really thin, and somehow, when I started working, and that's when I really gained weight, and yeah, I ate a lot.
You had a game plan, though. I think you just kind of started sitting all day like the rest of us and eating things you should have eaten. That's not a game plan.
I think you have a title for your show.
But, well, you, Ray, you've been losing a lot of weight, Ray, right?
I lost a bunch, then I gained some back. And
You know what? That video we're going to show, you can see waistlines going up and down.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Actually, Peter and PB, I was doing this video for the Houston Air Bears, and they wanted to do a montage, a slideshow of pictures of pictures from throughout the year. So from 2004 to 2008, you could see all the waistlines going wide and some of them going smaller. Some are getting thin, some are getting fat, but it really varies. But it's kind of reminiscent, I guess.
Has anybody fetishized losing weight? If they've fetishized gaining weight?
I think the whole losing thing is more on the straight end of the spectrum than it is on the gay end.
That's called bulimia.
Bulimia. I was about to say.
That's called Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Or the Olsen twins.
I'm having a lot of trouble getting over this fetishizing gaining weight. I'm just not understanding it, so sorry.
Go to Wikipedia Fat Fetishism, and it explains it all.
Oh, there's a link to omnomnom.com.
There you go.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I think that guys who have a little bit of, have some meat on their bones are attractive, but I just don't understand the whole. And now that you've introduced this encouragers to me, this is just kind of... Wow.
Encouragers. Yeah, they're encouragers and gainers.
Okay, here's the definition of a gainer. A person who, of either sex, who fantasizes about becoming fat or actually gains weight for his or her sexual pleasure.
Wow. Not associated with Gloria Gaynor.
No.
I didn't think so.
At some point, does this become counterproductive? Because I'm assuming at some point you get big enough that sex is more difficult.
Well, if y'all saw Saturday Night Live this week, they did the whole news thing, did this whole bit about the world's largest man getting married.
I saw that.
He finally consummated his marriage as well. That was that made the news.
Yeah.
That show still...
What is that? The wife would, I guess...
World's largest man gets married to eat more cake.
Oh, wow. They're not scissoring, are they? No. Maybe they're just...
What is scissoring?
Oh, my goodness. Did you not watch South Park?
Oh, my God.
That's what lesbians do.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much for the visual, people. I understand.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Did he use his hands?
I feel really dirty now.
I'm sorry.
This is Bear Podcast, the dirty podcast.
It's very dirty right now.
Kind of like Christina.
Yeah, our podcast looks so clean.
I'm still having a lot of trouble with this gainer thing, so move on to something else.
Get over it. Right.
Okay. Well, guys, we got to go. It's about almost 50 minutes, and we have to do a little bit more recording. Oh my God, this has been fun. I think we should do this again. Educate Peter.
We'll see when your listenership drops off by 50%.
Well, who knows? Maybe, you know, you're learning some of the words, and some people maybe out there who don't know the words either. So
I'm wondering,
because we had that whole furry thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, PB had explained that one to me as well.
Oh, really? Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Furries are not always fetishized.
Okay.
Okay.
So I wonder how much of my memory was just lost.
I know.
Or your virginity. Or your virgin mind and your virgin ears.
I have seen some pretty crazy things, but I had just not heard about that before, so...
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to say.
But
owe me some memories.
But you've seen cake farts and pudding farts, right?
So. Yeah, I have seen cake farts and pudding farts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And two girls in one cup or cone or whatever that was.
Ray, have you seen Three Bears in One Cup?
You have to see that, the Three Bears in One Cup that Ray made.
Mm. Why? Are they all clamoring for a dish of Cold Stone? Is that what it is?
Was it Cold Stone? Was it?
That, I'm just assuming. Is that what, yeah, what's going on?
You should assume that my silence is attached to a very shocked look.
Oh, really? Ray, what was the use then? Do you remember?
Mater, did you put that video in the video montage for this weekend?
Oh, wait. People might throw up, but I don't know. We can.
What the hell?
I don't have it. I don't have it, but... Ray made the Three Bears in One Cup thing, and they played it during Louis weekend last March, and yeah, three bears going at it. But anyway,
sex video?
No, it's not really an X video. It's mostly simulated. So
yeah.
See, and prior to this conversation, I thought watching the guy. You unload on
Zoom paint
tube was pretty bad.
Oh, that? Mm-hmm. No, okay. Probably you need to see. Ray, we should show these guys one time. If you have it in MOV format or something, I think it's,
yeah, because we don't do none of those Windows video formats over here.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Pierre gonna convert it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Korean is wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's free.
That's what I have. I had to download it. I actually read about it and I found, oh, Pyrian. It's good to convert.
Never going to be able to get to sleep tonight. I'm going to be having nightmares.
Yeah, thinking about those fetishes.
Scissorings.
Gainers. And encouragers. But anyway, guys, let's wrap this up. We got to go. guys, if you want to email us, email us at nard@bearpodcast.com
or Ray at bearpodcast.com
or visit the website www.bearpodcast.com and of course visit our friends here, Peter and Pinoy Boy. Thank you for joining us. It's awesome that you guys joined. It was fun. I like it. I like you. I like
where can people contact y'all at?
Yep.
www.omypod.net.
omypod.net. Okay. Peter and Pinoy Boy, they've been yeah, I've known you guys for a long time, more than a year now. That's right. I remember that chipmunk incident. I remember that time.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, so guys, subscribe by iTunes and go to myspace.com/bearpodcast and if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Okay, thank you for listening, everyone. Thank you, Peter and Pinoy Boy.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye. Ray.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Okay. I'll talk to you guys later, and we'll catch you guys next week. And we'll send many hugs.